بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما ربنا زدنا علما ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everyone doing today? Our last class for this year, subhanAllah. Good? Alhamdulillah. I hope we're all ready for our class today. We've been doing for now 4 weeks, alhamdulillah, and today we're going to be completing our class, inshallah. I hope we're all prepared for this. So without any further ado, we will start with our hifz of Surah Abasa. And inshallah, I hope you guys have all been keeping up. So let's see which verses we're going to be doing today. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, we'll start right away, inshallah. I hope you're all ready, so we're going to finish the surah today, inshallah. So let's start. We're going to start from the beginning of Surah Abasa, and then we'll take it to the end. But let's start with our du'as first. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَأَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي رَبَّنَا زِدْنَا عِلْمًا آمِين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Okay, it's okay if you don't say that, Bessa. We're just going to do revision. But we'll start with the lesson first. We'll go from the beginning and the end today. So from verse 38, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجوه يومئذ مسفرة 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 وجوه يومئذ مسفرة. You can read it with me. وجوه يومئذ مسفرة وجوه يومئذ مسفرة مسفرا وجوه يومئذ مسفرة 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 ضاحكة مستبشرة 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 Now from verse 37-38 وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة 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 Can you repeat it with me? ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة 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 from verse 38 وجوه يومئذ ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ وَوُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَةٌ تَرْهَقُهَا قَتَرَةٌ ترهقها قترة ترهقها قترة ترهقها قترة ترهقها قترة ترهقها قترة. Can you repeat it with me? ترهقها قترة. ترهقها قترة. ترهقها قترة. ترهقها قترة. ترهقها قترة. ترهقها قترة ترهقها قترة ترهقها قترة. Now from verse 38, وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قترة أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة. 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 Can you repeat with me? أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة. 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 Okay, we're going to start from the beginning, the first verse, and we'll take it till the last, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة قتل الإنسان ما أكفره من أي شيء خلقه من نطفة خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الصاخة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قترة أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة. الحمد لله, we finished Surah Abasa. And when, if you want to read, you were supposed to repeat it with me when we read it right now from the beginning. No one is taking the mic. And alhamdulillah, I hope you were all able to benefit from this session, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خيرا كثيرا for having such a wonderful session with us. Alhamdulillah, we were able to complete the memorization and revision of Surah. So alhamdulillah, it was a great opportunity for all of us, and I hope we were all able to follow along, especially from the very beginning all the way until the very end. So inshallah, I hope we were greatly able to benefit from that, and we say jazakallah khairan to Sister Aisha for being able to teach us and being able to revise with us this surah. So I hope you guys will not forget it and continuously revise it throughout the year, inshallah. Okay, so our next session is our dua session. And I find this dua is very relevant to what is going to be coming up very soon. So inshallah, let's have a look at which one we're looking at today.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا آمين إلهي آمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته
How is everyone today?
Alhamdulillah, we're fine.
Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of you safe and happy and choose all of you for His deen and His straight path. Ameen. The month of Ramadan is coming to end and we all tried our best to make the most of it and made lots of du'as as well. After Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us very beautiful festival to celebrate and it is called Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr is one of the ritual that Muslims all over the world celebrate on 1st of Shawwal. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam still remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say takbirat on the Eid day. Today we will learn the takbir of the day of Eid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar, Allahu Akbar. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ It means, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. There is no God except Allah, and Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest, and to Him belongs all the praises. Subhanallah. We never forget our Lord, our Creator, on this festive day. He gave us this day to celebrate, to thank Him for giving us such a beautiful month of Ramadan, where we can multiply our rewards and ask for His forgiveness. And this is truly the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us this month so that we can train ourselves in it for the rest of the year. There are some of the sunnahs of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we should observe on the day of Eid. Number one, brushing your teeth, doing ghusl and wearing good fragrance before going out to the prayer are mustahab. Wearing good and neat clothes is also very important. Eating any sweet before going out to pray on Eid al-Fitr is also a sunnah. Saying takbir on the day of Eid. This is one of the greatest sunnahs on the day of Eid because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He wants that you must complete the same number of days and that you must magnify Allah. That is to say takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the most greatest, for having guided you so that you may be grateful to Him. Surah Baqarah, Ayat 185. The time for takbir on Eid al-Fitr starts from the night before Eid until the Imam enters to lead the Eid prayer. Offering congratulations is also very important. Exchange of good wishes by people, no matter what the wording, such as saying to one another, Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. May Allah accept good deeds from us and from you. or saying Eid Mubarak and other permissible expressions of congratulations. Next important ritual is going to the prayer by one route and returning by another. Oh, I really start feeling Eid already, and I hope that all of you will not forget the sunnah and will apply them inshallah. Now let you guys repeat the takbir after me so that you can memorize it. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Wallahu Akbar.
Wallahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Walillahil hamd.
Walillahil hamd.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Wallahu Akbar.
Wallahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Walillahil hamd.
Walillahil hamd.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Walillahil hamd.
Walillahil hamd.
MashaAllah, you all did a great job. Now it's time for me to end this session here. And lastly, I will say Eid Mubarak to all of you. Don't forget to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your happiness and say takbirat and eat lots of food and make lots of du'as, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. It has been a wonderful time with all of you. Take very good care of yourself. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Ameen ilahi ameen. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, I hope we all know this dua, the takbirat, and that inshallah on Eid, whether it be Friday or Saturday, depending on where you live, that we will be able to say this joyfully and truly mean it, that you're saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, and you're thanking Him for giving you the ability to go through another Ramadan and celebrate another Eid, inshallah. So make sure you use the most of Eid and that you take all of its blessings and you really try to fill the day with masnoon occasions, and we are able to spend it how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend it. So alhamdulillah for learning the takbir, inshallah. Let's go on to our next session, which is we're going to be completing it with our pillar. Let us see which one we're doing.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Oh my Lord, open for me my chest and ease my task for me and loosen the knot from my tongue that they understand my speech. Amin يا رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How are you all? And I just really pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all in a state of safety and happiness and a good health. Ameen. And we all be just in the process of striving and working really hard to become a better Muslim. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just happy with us. Inshallah. Ameen. So today, as you know, that we are just learning the pillars of Islam in this session. Until now, we have done Tawheed and the Salah, and then we started the fasting. And fasting, we saw a few aspects of it in the last session. So today, what we are going to do? Today, we are going to learn more about the fasting. And the first thing, subhanAllah, in today's session is what? That now, what good deeds can we include while we are fasting? While we are fasting. And of course, we try to be a very nice person. We try to do good deeds, even the normal days. But when we are fasting, we focus more to include as much as good deeds we can, you know. We just want to grab them all, right? Because we know that how precious time it is. So now let's see that what we can do. The first thing that is coming in our list is that read Quran a lot. Read Quran a lot. And why? Because the Ramadan is the month of Quran, you know. That inshallah we are going to learn that what about it. But especially try to spend as much as time you can with the Quran. Either you read it, either you listen it, either you learn the translation of it or whatever it is. Just to spend your time with the Quran. And we all know that subhanAllah, gaining good deeds and the reward is so easy with this recitation of the Quran. We just read one letter of the Quran, one letter in the Quran, then what do we get in return? 10 points of reward. So subhanAllah, isn't it so easy? So let's just grab it as much as we can. And we all know that one good deed done in this month of Ramadan is rewarded equal to 70 times more, subhanAllah. So now let's try to do it. Now further, what we can do is that we should pray our salah on time. As we know, the salah is our meeting with Allah. And especially in Ramadan, we have to make a lot of dua even. So if we are just punctual in our salah, Allah will be happy more with us. And we can get whatever we want more faster, inshallah. Secondly, try to attend the Qiyam al-Layl, the Taraweeh. And I am sure that all of you must know about it and you will be just enjoying it, the masjid even, yeah? Because it's such a nice time that we can connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can spend our time so nicely by just offering this Qiyam al-Layl. And we all know that all our sins, you know, they're just gone away if we offer the Qiyam al-Layl throughout the Ramadan. Just by offering this Qiyam al-Layl throughout the Ramadan, our all sins are just removed. We are wiped away. Right? So alhamdulillah, we should try to do this as well. Other thing that comes in the line is that we should meet our friends and relatives as well. Because we should take care of them. This is a very blessed month, you know. And meeting our friends with a very good smile and speaking nice words with them, of course, this is a charity as well. This is a form of charity. We can speak nice words, even if there are some people we just did not like them or we had a fight with them, we can just make it up here. We can just get back into that relation back. Because we all want that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just overlook our mistakes and He just rewards us. So let us try to do this with others as well, that we forgive others and we also speak nice words. We also just let go other people easily, inshallah ta'ala. Now, the other thing that comes is that we should give charity to the poor, as we all are enjoying a lot of delicious food as well in Ramadan. We are even preparing for the Eid in the best way, subhanAllah. Allah has given us so many blessings. So we should not forget those people who don't have these things. So we should try to take out daily something, or if not daily, so at least a little, we should try to give charity to the poor, or any way you can put the charity in the charity box in your masjid, or you can just try to gather some amount of money from all around the people, and then just make it a big amount and give it somewhere. And likewise, you know, you can just, there are so many ideas. You can just increase your sadaqah jariyah, you can just increase your amount of reward so easily, subhanAllah. Now, the other thing that comes is that we should share our food with other people, and especially in helping them to open their fast. So what's the benefit especially in it? It is that apart from this, that we are fasting, we're getting the reward for ourselves, for our deed, right? But if we also help someone else to open their fast, So then what happens is that we have put our share in their fasting even. We are just getting all the reward of what they did just by helping them to open their fast with what we have, right? So we should really strive for it. It can be just simple as to share a date, a small date. You know, it's even enough to do this. So let's try to keep it in our list, right? And now let us see some other things. For example, that what's the speciality in the Ramadan? Like, what is something special, something great about this month of Ramadan, which is the month of fasting as well? So in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains about Ramadan as well, and a very special night in Ramadan, which is called as the Laylatul Qadr. So all of us, I'm sure that you must know Surah Al-Qadr and you must have read it somehow. So let us see. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have sent down the Quran in the night of power. So, first of all, we should know that what's the night of power. Night of power is actually a night which comes in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And we try to worship as much as we can in the odd nights, especially in the odd nights which come in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, last 10 days of Ramadan. So we try to find this night of power in last 10 days of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here what? He's saying that we have sent down the Quran in the night of power. So this is the connection, yeah? We just learned that we should read Quran a lot. So this is the reason why. Because there is a connection between Quran and this month of Ramadan. So we should also try to spend a lot of time with this Quran. Now, further we see what? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرُ. And what do you know? What is night of power? What is it? لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرُ. Night of power, better than 1,000 months. You know, the night of power, which is better than 1,000 months. How is it possible? That whatever worship we do in just one night, it is equal to the worship done in 1,000 months. SubhanAllah, can you imagine? Just one night is given such a big reward. So, Alhamdulillah, I just pray that may Allah grant us the ability to get this night. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to worship Him a great deal, especially in these nights as well. Now, further what we see in this surah is, what happens is in the Laylatul Qadr, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. The angels and the spirit descend in it. Descend where? It comes down to the earth. With the leave of your Lord, by the permission of Allah, along with every command. And this every command is about what else is going to come in our lives. So this is about detail. And we should know that further we can also first take the next ayah, then we can just learn more about it.
Salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr.
Peace it is till the debut of dawn. So this surah actually tells us what? That in the Laylatul Qadr, the angels come down on the earth. Yeah? And where the angels come, so there is only very peace and a calm and serene atmosphere. Very peaceful atmosphere it becomes. And peaceful in what sense? That, you know, we can do more ibadah. And the bad or the evil stuff is lesser in that night especially. And the spirit descend in it. The spirit means Jibra'il alayhi salam. Jibra'il islam is, do you know that who he is? He is the leader of all the angels, you know. He is just a very important and a very respectable personality. So subhanAllah, he is also going to come in this night, you know. And just imagine, subhanAllah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a beautiful opportunity. We just worship in this night. We feel that peace and calmness, inshallah. And as we see in the last ayah, Allah says, this peace, it is till the debut of dawn. So it's all going to be very peaceful. So inshallah ta'ala, as you know that these are the just the last 10 nights which are just going right now. And we all must be really striving hard in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and just taking full benefit from this chance, inshallah. So further now what we see that as we just learned about this Surah Al-Qadr, that this Ramadan is the month of Qur'an, and Qur'an, the revelation of the Qur'an, the beginning started in this night of power, in this Laylatul Qadr. The Qur'an started to be revealed to our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this night of power in Ramadan. So now you see that if there is any big store or you can see the any company or any place, you know, they start a new project, okay? And even they start just a countrywide project. And then what happened, it becomes very successful, right? And people start liking it and their project is successful. They start earning money and earning fame as well. So then what happens, that whenever that date on which they started it, started that project, whenever it comes again, what do? They give us special deals, they give us special discounts, they celebrate it, yes? And they just make it a bit different from the normal times, yes? Right? Now we see that the Quran started to be revealed in Ramadan, and of course it is the best book. Nothing is better than the Holy Quran, and its qualities are accepted worldwide as well. So now, whenever the month of Ramadan comes, what happens? We get a lot of deals and discounts and chances from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this month of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a lot of great, great chances to earn a lot of good deeds, so that we can earn His pleasure and we can also be eligible to go to the Jannah. Now let's see, what do we get in this Ramadan? Number one, that one day gets us 70 times more reward. Yes, agreed. Worshipping in the night of power is equal to worshipping of 1,000 months, which is equal to 84 years of life. Subhanallah, we don't know. Mostly people don't live even till 84 years. So if we just get this one night, we have earned so much. So, subhanAllah, wa bihamdi. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't it such a very big opportunity, a very big chance that Allah has given us? And the third thing that see, that the problem creator, the shaitan, he's cut tightly. He's not left there to just let the people astray. Alhamdulillah, it's a plus point, isn't it? And then number four, we see that Allah sends a special peace in the night of power that we just learned in the Surah Al-Qadr as well. And then what else? That Allah forgives many, many people in Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives people so much. So forgiveness is what we want, because if we are forgiven, we go straight to the Jannah. And we are just kept away from the hellfire. Alhamdulillah. And many people are granted the confirmation entry ticket to Jannah as well. And the dua of the fasting person is not rejected. So subhanAllah, we all want to make a lot of du'as for all those things that we want in this dunya as well and in the akhirah as well. So let's just get hold of them. And do you know the dua that our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us to make in the Laylatul Qadr especially? It is what? Allahumma innaka afuun. تحب العفو فاعف عني. Oh Allah, indeed You are the one who forgives. Indeed You are the one who forgives, Ya Allah. I know that You forgive. You love to forgive, subhanAllah. So please forgive us, Ya Allah. Please forgive us, Ya Allah. Isn't it a very beautiful dua? It's such a beautiful dua. So inshallah, if you have memorized it, it's well and good. If you don't have, if you have not memorized even, but try to just read this dua as much as possible. Just make this dua as much as possible in the last nights of the Ramadan especially. And we're just going to end our session with a beautiful hadith. And what is it? That there is a gate of Jannah especially for you. for you, yeah? A gate of Jannah specially for you. Now, what about it is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that there is a gate in paradise which is called as Ar-Rayyan. And those who observe fasting will enter from it on the day of judgment, and none except them will enter from it. Whoa, it's just going to be a very privileged one, you know. Special people are only going to go from there. It will be said, where are those who used to observe fasting? And those people will get up, and none except them will enter from it. And after their entry, this gate will be closed, and nobody will enter from it after that. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Ya Allah, grant us this position. And may we all have our perfect fasts. May Allah help us to just do all the good deeds, just grab all the chances and all the bonuses that we are given in this Ramadan. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen, inshallah. We are just going to conclude here, and we just end this session with the dua that we all just become a great Muslim, yeah. A Muslim who is just always eager to please Allah first. Only to please Allah first. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And you all have a very good Eid as well, because after fasting, after the month of fasting, we have a celebration time, which is the Eid. And may Allah just help us to thank as well. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك آمين يا رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته Alhamdulillah, we were able to look at another session and we were able to complete our pillars and we were able to look at some of the benefits of Ramadan and the benefits of fasting and also Laylatul Qadr. And now don't lose hope, because even though three of the odd nights have gone, we still have the 27th night and the 29th. So make sure you strive to do the best you can, whether it's giving in charity, praying, reading Quran, and other good deeds. And also, one of the things she said that we could do is help someone open our fast. And now there's still four days left of Ramadan, so we can, you know, rush to give our parents or our siblings the dates at the time of iftar, the dates or the water, or help make the iftar, inshallah, so that we can also get the most of this reward. Inshallah. And also, just because Ramadan is almost done, that doesn't mean that we can't fast any other times of the year. Because as we know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was many instances in which he would fast throughout the year. So I'm going to leave it up to you guys to find out these days, so you can ask your parents or read and look around for what were those days that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast outside of Ramadan. Because we want to be all from the people who enter the gate, who enter Jannah from the gate of Ar-Rayyan, inshallah. Okay, we just have one last session before we conclude our class, which is our story time. So I hope you guys all enjoy the story, and inshallah, we'll talk about it after we hear it. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuhu, my dear young friends. How are you all doing? I hope you're enjoying the story time with me. Today's story, as I told you, we will be doing stories about our theme, kindness. And today's story is called as Class Monitor. You must be wondering, what is Class Monitor? Because I believe here in US we don't have the concept of class monitors. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But in Pakistan, from where I am, there are class monitors in each class. And the role of the class monitors is usually to see and make sure that the class is, silent. And they're not making noise, especially when the teacher is sometimes late or, you know, for some reason is not present, or between the transitions from one class to another, which in Pakistan we call them periods, like classes are called as periods. So, again, today's story is called as Class Monitor, and this is regarding the class monitor called as Ammar and his peer, Wasim. The story revolves around these two boys, and there is a message in the story about kindness and rahma, to not just, you know, what we discussed earlier, to our parents, to our grandparents, to our, people other that are around us, to animals and so on and so forth, but also to your peers, your classmates, people that are of your age, you know, that are with you and spend most of their time with you in schools or in Islamic schools and weekend schools and so on and so forth. So let's begin our story. The class monitor. Class 10B, as usual, seemed more like a fish market than a classroom in a school. It was quite clear from the talking, shouting, and laughing that no work was being done by the students. In fact, the students behaved as if they were at a sports center or a party. On one side was a group of students telling jokes and laughing loudly, and on the other side were a few students playing a game of badminton using their books as rackets, while two boys were arm wrestling on a desk in the corner. Amar, the class monitor, looked around the classroom in despair. He had tried many times to restore some order in the classroom, but all his efforts were in vain. Nobody paid attention to him. After all, it was a free class, a free period, and so they could do whatever they wished, or at least that's what they thought. It was in fact their Urdu period, but since their teacher had been transferred a week ago and the school had still not found a replacement, the students turned it into a period of fun and games. However, what nobody knew was that today would be different. The school had indeed found a substitute teacher, and he was on his way to the classroom at the very minute. Suddenly, there was a loud bang, and all eyes fell on the teacher's desk. Standing in front of the class was a man with a file in one hand and the other hand holding a baton with which he had struck the table. He stared at the now silent class for a few seconds before he began talking.
"My name is Javed Akhtar. I'm your new Urdu teacher. Would you be so kind as to inform me why there was so much of noise in this classroom? I could hear it all the way down the hall."
The class remained silent as everyone was too afraid to say anything. After a few minutes of silence, Mr. Akhtar lost his temper and angrily asked the class,
"Who's the class monitor?"
Amar slowly stood up, shaking like a leaf. He was afraid that he would be punished for not controlling the class better. He spoke quietly. "Sir, I am the monitor. All the boys were making a noise. I tried to keep them quiet, but they just ignored me." Mr. Akhtar looked at him sternly for a few seconds and then demanded,
"Tell me the names of all the noisemakers."
But before Amar could utter a word, Wasim, one of the chief troublemakers, stood up and said innocently,
"Sir, it is the class monitor who makes the most noise. In fact, he is the naughtiest boy in our class."
"Is that true?"
asked Mr. Akhtar, looking at the other boys. "Yes, sir, it is absolutely true," chorused some of the boys from Wasim's gang.
"Okay then," said Mr. Akhtar. "Since today is my first day as your teacher, I will not punish anyone. As of today, Wasim will be the class monitor. He will make a note of the name of every noisemaker, and I will see to it that he gets the punishment he deserves."
"Yes, sir," said Wasim proudly.
"But what about the ones who do not listen to me and continuously disturb the class, sir?"
"Oh, don't worry about that, Wasim. All you have to do is put two stars next to their names, and I will sort them out in such a way that they will never misbehave again."
Just then the bell rang, and Mr. Akhtar left the room. The boys all sat at their desks silently, while Wasim stood at the front of this classroom, near the chalkboard, with a piece of chalk in the hand, ready to write down the names of anyone who made a sound. Now Mr. Akhtar did not know was that while Class 10B was the naughtiest in the school, its old monitor, Amar, was the total opposite to the boys in his class. In fact, he was the smartest boy in the entire school, and was well-liked by many teachers as well as the headmaster. Amar was very intelligent and sensible, and loved studying Islamic history. Many of his articles were published in reputable youth magazines, and yet he showed no pride.
He prayed his salah regularly and encouraged his friends to do the same. He tried very hard to encourage Wasim and his gang towards Islamic activities, but instead, they mocked him and humiliated him. In class, Wasim was taking the most advantage of his new position. As the days passed, the class slowly returned to their noise-making, and Wasim always had a long list of names to give to Mr. Akbar. Ammar's name, unfortunately, featured often on the list, even though he spent all his free time reading quietly, and he was punished along with all the other boys. Wasim loved tormenting Ammar, of whom he was very jealous, of course, and the best way to humiliate him was to ensure that he received a caning in front of the class almost every day. Ammar endured this unfair punishment quietly, and not once did he try to defend himself. One day, while walking in the town, Ammar saw Wasim being severely beaten by a shopkeeper.
"You thief!" yelled the shopkeeper. "You're always trying to steal from me, but this time I'm going to call the police."
Wasim pleaded with the shopkeeper, who wouldn't listen to him, and insisted on calling the police. However, luckily for Wasim, Ammar knew the shopkeeper and asked him to please give Wasim one last chance. The shopkeeper agreed and let Wasim go. Wasim did not know what to say. Nobody had ever shown kindness to him before, and he hung his head in embarrassment. Ammar saw how ashamed Wasim was feeling, and so he put his hand on Wasim's shoulder and said, "Come on, Wasim, I will walk you home." Wasim was so overcome with emotions that he couldn't speak. He just nodded his head and followed Ammar. When they reached his house, Wasim turned to him and thanked him for his kind deed. He also apologized for his terrible behavior towards Ammar in class and asked for his forgiveness. After that day, Wasim never put Ammar's name on his monitor's list. Instead, he became more friendly towards Ammar and accompanied him to Salah many times. But he still thought often about how Ammar's kindness towards him. And one day, he asked,
"Ammar, my brother, please tell me something. I have treated you so badly. And so many times I've done that, especially in Mr. Akhtar's class. And yet you never, ever, ever tried to get back at me. Why is this so?"
Ammar smiled. "My dear brother Wasim, you will find the reply to your question in this ayah of the Quran," he said. "Good and evil cannot be equal. Remove evil with your goodness. Then you will see that your enemy would become your sincere friend." Surah Hameen Sajda, Ayah 34. Wasim looked at Ammar in admiration. By returning his bad actions with a good one, Ammar had helped Wasim off the wrong path and onto the right one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all with that kind of strength and iman, just like Ammar had. Ameen. So here was our story of the series. I hope it has left some food for thought for you guys. And inshallah, I will let your beautiful host, your kind host, to discuss this with you guys and to get your feedback as to what you experience when you are bullied by other children. Now, that does not mean that you should accept the bullying and not do anything, just like Ammar was doing. Ammar was actually taking all that on himself. Instead, it would be better if something like this happened that you should speak the truth and you should let the authorities, for example, your teacher, your principal, your parents, about what's going on. Because sometimes it is very, very important, but that does not mean that you have to be mean, harsh, rude, cruel to your classmates if they are doing that to you. Instead, we have to be kind to them, and sometimes you have to ignore them. And that way, you know, things do get settled. Sometimes it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. But you have to give that time. So with that, I leave you. Ponder about it. And inshallah, as I said earlier too, and every class I ask for your du'as. So please keep me in your du'as, and I will keep you all in my du'as. Take care, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. SubhanAllah, that was such an amazing story. We really don't understand how far our acts of kindness can go. You know, one act of kindness that we do selflessly, and it can go such a long way and help people, because you never know what they're experiencing in their life that's making them act a certain way. So if someone is ever doing something wrong to you and they're continuously doing it, you should definitely go seek help from someone that can help you, and then continue to show goodness to them, because that's what is ihsan, is to do something good, to do good to other people even when they're not doing good to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the people who do ihsan. And don't we, isn't that what we all want, to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So therefore, we should strive to act, to do ihsan with those around us, those who we interact on a daily basis, whether it be with animals, with our parents, with our grandparents, with our peers and our students who are around us, with our teachers, with our siblings, and every single people we, every single person that we meet outside is what we should be striving to do. The Masnoon Dua that we covered in our last class was in fact the dua for Laylatul Qadr, which was Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. That's definitely a dua we should be making tremendously during these last 10 days of Ramadan, in which it's almost over. So with that, I just want to say, if you guys were able to memorize the surah, if you have any feedback, for Surah Abasa, if you memorized it, what you can do is you can record it or get your mom or dad to record it, and then send your recording to our email, and then we will be able to upload it on our website, inshallah. Any feedback you have, anything that you want to see happening again, or anything that you wish we could change, please, please, please write it in reflection, or just write some feedback and give it and send it to our email. I would love to hear from you guys again. I don't want this to be the last time that we're meeting with each other. So inshallah, I hope that you guys keep me in your duas as well, and that we're all able to make the best of our last few days of Ramadan, and inshallah that the khair that we have been able to cover this month, that we're able to do it also in the rest of the 11 months until inshallah, if Allah gives us the ability to reach the next Ramadan, inshallah. I hope to see all of you guys here again. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all of our efforts from this month, whether it be the students, the staff, the admins who are helping us from behind. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us forgiveness, that He forgives all of our sins, that He gives us His mercy. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects all of us from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna innaka antat Tawwabur Rahim. Ya Allah, please accept all of our efforts. Ya Allah, please give us the ability to continue on with our khair for the rest of the month. And Ya Allah, please, please, if we don't have the ability to ever meet again, Ya Allah, please join us together on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ya Allah, please join us under the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the ability to be among those who are under your shade that day when there is no shade. Ya Allah, give us the ability to die upon Tawheed. Ya Allah, accept all of our efforts from us. Ya Allah, please give us the ability to meet again one day, inshallah. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. I just want to say that all of the recordings for our classes are uploaded on the website. So inshallah, if you ever missed anything or if you ever want to access it, you can do so from the website, inshallah. And with this, we will conclude our class for this month, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you guys all have a lovely Eid, and please remember all of us on that day, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah,